Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then me ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I promise you, a show that's going to make you think a little bit, just a little bit. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, bringing us up. You know, Keith bringing it in from Harvard University, graduated from Harvard, so proud of that young man. Haven't had a chance to touch bases with him here lately. I know he's out there still doing some wonderful things. See him, try to get him to do a 2016 version of that little piece for him. And see what he comes up with. And of course, you know if he does it, he's going to blast it here on Parents of the Parents Network. Well, folks, at any point in time, you want to join in on the conversation, which is at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again. 917-889-8095. It may take me a minute or two to get to you because I'm on the phone right now, but I'm still going to try to give you another one of the show. So I get a chance to pull over and get to a switchboard here. It may take me a minute or so to get to you. Well, something I want to talk about this evening. First of all, again, I have to commend the ladies of Mothers of Athletes. Had another wonderful conference call about a couple hours ago. They had a young man on, a current NBA agent, had him on talking about the process, talking about, you know, just things that you need to consider when you are considering hiring an agent. And, you know, I say this all the time, and I've said this before here on the Parents of the Parents Network. Again, family, that's a family investment. I understand that your child, be it the young man or young lady, you know, is getting into the profession, going into the professional ranks of sports, but that's a family investment. You know, because I say that because at the end of the day, if it turns out to be not one of them sweet situations, turns out to be a real bitter situation, then you know that that will definitely impact dynamics of the family. So as a result, I say that that's a family investment. But at no point in time will, you know, you actually be required to contribute to any of it as far as any funds, things like that. But I say it's a family investment because it's something that's going to impact you as a family. That's the most important. And if you live in your household the way that we try to live ours, family first. Family first. That's the main. Well, you know, listening to that conversation, you know, the young man, like I said, he had some very interesting things to bring up. And very good questions presented to him and asked him to the best of his ability and, you know, had some really, really, really good things to share. You know, one of the takeaways that I got out of it is, you know, it's all about timing. It's all about timing. It's all about what you're doing with your time and how you as the parent of this athlete and how the athlete has decided to use their time wisely. You know, do they know what they're getting into? Have they done anything as far as preparing for this here time period in their life where they can go from, you know, basically making zero as a college athlete to quickly making six figures, you know, five to six figures. And I talk about a very comfortable, if I'm talking about five figures, very comfortable five figures. I'm talking about somewhere, you know, above 50,000 to 60,000. Whereas 2 days prior to that, you know, they wasn't even making 50 to 60 cents. So, you know, that's a situation that requires timing. You know, and one thing I say about the whole process, and this is something I share with you, parents, and something that I had to learn, you know, as I went through the process. You must be able to vet every individual that enters your child's life. And what I mean by that, and what I'm talking about when they enter their child, your child's life, I'm talking about your child's life on a business perspective. You know, just not just a casual acquaintance or a friend or somebody that comes along, hey, you know, we have to do our own type of vetting for those type of folks. But you want to vet anyone that's entering your child's life from a business perspective. There are agencies out there that talk about the responsibility of vetting individuals, checking out different companies. And vetting is the same process that our government uses, to verify that, hey, this company is legit, this company is above board, this company is playing with a full deck, for this individual. You going out here and you about to get involved with a financial advisor. You're not just going to go out here and find the first person that walks up to you and says, hey, I'm a financial advisor, give me, $1,000, I'm going to go ahead and invest it for you. That's not going to be the case. You want to dot all I's and cross all T's. That's what vetting is. Vetting will take you to the point of understanding who you're getting involved with, make sure that that person is legit, that person has credibility with the Better Business Bureau, and a few other intricate things that you may find out you have someone vetted, because they go back and dig into some history to make sure that you are really and truly dealing with somebody that's going to be above board. So that's a very important thing. So I say that right on the heels of listening to the conference call that the Mothers of Athletes had, just to make sure that we understand that it's most important to have anyone that comes into our child's life on a business perspective, have that individual vetted. I'm hoping and I'm working towards trying to get a gentleman on that I know that does this process. Now, I'm going to state this now and I will state this then. This is not bringing this individual on to say that the Parents for the Parents Network is endorsing this individual. And this is the only person that you need to go to. This is a one-stop shop. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that this individual will come on and talk to us about the process, talk to us about the importance of it, talk to us about the importance of having the right folks in your child's camp and all these other things. Not to endorse this individual, not to sit up and say, okay, hey, this is the only person that you need to deal with. We'll make sure that's perfectly clear, and I will make sure that that's clear the day that we run that show as well. But hopefully we'll get them on soon as far as a few other folks that we need to introduce you to in the process. Well, I think my show was titled today, I forget because I just come up with some stuff. I just put it in there, whatever I'm thinking. Where are we at now with something, you know, it's right about around the corner. It's right around the corner, folks, where it's time to register for your May SAT. If your child hasn't taken the May SAT, it is right around the corner. I believe early part of April within this week, the deadline is rolling around. If my memory serves me correctly, Friday, April the 8th, is the deadline for the May SAT. Now, in talking about the SAT, you know, with this new SAT that just recently was released back in March. And talking about the SAT, you know, there's a whole lot of companies out there, businesses out there, that are claiming to have the surefire answer on how to get your child through the process or how to help your child study for the SAT. Well, folks, I'm going to say it to you one time, then I'm probably going to say it to you again. If you are not, let me make this perfectly clear. If you are not drawing your information from collegeboard.com, then there's a strong possibility you may be drawing your information from the wrong source. I'll say that again. If you are not drawing your information from collegeboard.com, there is a very strong possibility that you are drawing, or you are drawing your information from the wrong source. Part in that. In addition to collegeboard.com, yes, that's the website. In addition to collegeboard.com, you also have Khan Academy. Khan Academy is spelled K-H-A-N Academy. Khan Academy. Khan Academy has partnered with collegeboard.com to produce the current SAT. Point in time, I think I messed it up. I spelled it K-A-H-N, but I'm correcting myself. K-H-A-N, Khan Academy. And Khan Academy has partnered with collegeboard.com to produce the SAT. Produce the SAT. That, them are the two resources that you should be using in order for your child to study through practice tests, get questions of the day. All that should be coming from one of those two sources, Khan Academy and collegeboard.com. Now, if you're drawing your information from somewhere else, it may or may not be, well, I'll put it like this. That is not truly a reliable source. Trust me. And you can put that on Parents Go to Parents Network. That will not be a reliable source if you are drawing your information from somewhere else. Now, again, those are the dates for the SAT. When can my child take it? Your child can take it as often as he or she wants to. The more time they take it, the more time they may become familiar with it. But I was, as soon as you get off this call tonight, as soon as you tune off the Parents Go to Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be looking up Khan Academy or collegeboard.com and signing my child up for the free tutorial where they will get questions real live. I ain't talking about some makeshift questions. I ain't talking about this is something that you face. See, I'm talking about some live data. I'm talking about some information that will put you in the ballpark of being successful, your child being successful with taking that test. Again, folks, collegeboard.com and Khan Academy. That's your two resources for the SAT. If you're going somewhere else, your resource may not be valid. And I wouldn't want you to be drawn from a resource that's not to be a valid resource. You want to get the best out of the situation so that your child does his or her best on that test. Another thing I came across, you know, within the last week, and I had a great week, just to let you know. Shout out to the new J. Michael Scott. Big shout out to that dude. Like, ooh, what? Yes, new addition to the L family. L familiar. Yeah, okay. Lots of things, should I say. Family. Okay. So grandson, fella. That new day going to be something else. All right? Just to let you know. I figured I'd throw that out to you. Later on in life, you know that I've been talking about him from the book early in life. Not even a month old yet, you know, got a shout out on the radio, on the internet radio, sir, worldwide. But anyway, let me get back to the field back there. How many of you have heard of Praise.me.com, or I believe it's .com or .org. Praise.me. I just recently found out about this particular site and found it to be very interesting. There are 134 colleges and universities that have put money into this pool for high school students that are making great achievements while still in high school. Now, let me give you my take on this site. From what I gather, and I've dug into it. High school students can log on to this site and, you know, put their information in there, set up a little profile, and then from there, when they, if they are accepted, that's the key. If they are accepted into the program. And what I mean by if they are accepted, RaiseMe.com does a review of your profile. I guess they may reach out to your district, so on and so forth, check and see if you're legit, see what your grades look like, whatever. You know, they go through it and do a little something. I'll tell you why they do that here. But in doing that, you go out and you set up your profile, and every time you reach an achievement, you know, say if you came in first place in robotics at the regional level, state level, national level. Just use that as an example. Or your success in spelling bee, national spelling bee. You list that in your achievements, and various institutions that you have listed as being part of your cluster
will give you money toward your scholarship.
Yeah, hear what I just said. We're talking about a high school student. RaiseMe.com. Based upon my achievement, I'm going to use myself as an example. Say, for example, if I'm a high school student and I just finished second in the national robotics competition, and I put that up there as one of my achievements, and I listed Kentucky, UCLA, UC Berkeley, Duke University, Miami, whatever. This is a number of institutions out there that I would maybe interested in attending. The institution have the ability to give me or to put into my account X amount of funds towards my scholarship. And at the end of the day, if I started out as a freshman, by the time I'm into my senior year, I may have raised my full scholarship or a very, very, very good portion of it, my full tuition for that university. Why am I talking about that here on the Parents Coach Parents Network? Because I just found that to be very interesting that this organization came out, and they're not associated, affiliated with the NCAA. Well, I guess they have to be for these institutions to be able to. I guess they have to for these institutions to be able to make these funds available. So they have to have some type of clearance through the NCAA. But in doing that, I find this to be very interesting because of the simple fact that when we recall not too long ago, old wrong gripes and complaints that was going on over the conversation of paying college athletes a stipend for the work that they do. Now, we can look at this and try to justify this as being apples and oranges, but I don't see it. And I think the biggest difference here is this, is that this is organized through a private entity. It's not organized through the NCAA. It's organized through a private entity. Well, if that's the case, a private entity can take on the conversation of paying student athletes their stipend. But that would take the requirement of every institution to be on board, because that's who's putting the funds into these scholarship accounts, various institutions. Actually, there's 134 institutions, colleges and universities, that's on board with RaiseMe.com. And they are the ones that's providing the funds for these achievements, so that they're looking at trying to bring in the next group of you know, hey, serious students that's you know, very serious, extremely serious about their academics and making sure that they are you know, ready to achieve some great things. And I applaud them on that. And that in itself is commendable. You know, that in itself is commendable. But I say all that to say this, I still wonder with flying colors, and probably had very little resistance coming from the NCAA, and very few other folks have any conversation on this. And I haven't heard anybody dispute it or argue it or realistically even address it. It's like just so happened I heard about it on TV this past week and decided to look into it. And it turned out to be something of interest. So on that note, I figured I'd address that here on the Parents Culture Parents Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, you know, I only bring this conversation up because I found it to be very interesting, because the stipend is something that's much needed. You know, you notice as we're talking about the NCAA, and we're talking about the March Madness and the tournaments and all that other kind of stuff, you notice that you haven't had any reporters asking any crazy questions to any of the athletes this year during the tournament. You know, because the last time they decided to put their foot in their mouth like that, I guess the young man, the young man from UConn told him, "Hey, I ain't got enough to get me nothing to eat at night. I'll be hungry sometimes." And they didn't want to hear that. I hear that. So, we haven't heard that conversation here. We haven't heard that conversation. They probably won't hear that conversation. But I'm M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Code of Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and always love to hear your thoughts, your ideas, what's on your mind, what's some of the things that what's on your mind. Yeah, I'll bring it to you. Yeah. Well, folks, I've reached my destination here, so if it sounds like I'm shuffling around, I am, because I'm trying to grab my stuff and get out the car. That's what I'm trying to do. Really and truly trying to do that and make my way to my door. I've been on the road all day and it seemed like, whew, I don't know why I seem so tired. Guess I'm getting old. I can't take these rides no more like I used to. Yep, that must be the case. Can't take these rides no more like I used to. But in the end, I'm still hanging in there. But going back to what I was saying, look that up. RaiseMe.com. Raise.me.com. And it's a new, fairly new site. I'm going to try to put some of the information up on our Facebook page. And I'll put the question out there, too. You know, how is it that
of it that we're able to, or these institutions are able to, pay these high school kids. These high school athletes, you know, pay them a little bit of money towards almost lost my train of thought. Pay them a little money towards their scholarship, whereas we don't even seriously consider paying our athletes anything towards. Paying our athletes anything towards towards this scholarship, you know. And I know that the conversation is out there now, and you know, somebody has thrown out a few dollars, you know. But things can be a whole lot better. It shouldn't require an act of Congress just to give a few dollars for our kids. I'm still moving about trying to get adjusted here. So, sound like I'm still doing a whole lot. That I am. Anyway, let's say all that. That was just one of the questions that I had. No, and the last thing I want to address is last thing I wanted to address is, you know, that oh so puzzling part that many of our young athletes experience when going through the recruiting process. You know, of course, if you've never gone through it, you don't know what to expect, when to expect it, how to expect it, and it's all such a mystery to you. That's why we as parents, here in the Parents Call the Parents Network, that may have experienced it, should be sharing that information. Parents, it's vitally important that we share that information, that we share our experiences with other parents around the country. Because a lot of times by us sharing our experiences, we can help them to avoid some of the shortfalls that we are having in the sporting industry. What do I mean by some of the shortfalls? You know, kids wanting to transfer, kids feeling as though they wasn't treated right, kids getting to a institution and the coach next thing you know turn around and now he's recruiting over them. And so now you're sitting here looking kind of crazy because the simple fact that you thought that you were the player, and now he decided to pick up somebody else. So now you're sitting there looking real crazy because the simple fact that
you may be out of a scholarship come next year. Understanding that, hey, in the reality of things, this is a business. They're not going to tell you it's a business. They're not going to even break it down and lay it out there as though it is. But it's a business. And we've heard it. We should know it. We should understand it. And we should truly believe it. It is a business. Although they don't treat our athletes as though it is a business. Because in any other business, the employees get paid. So, you'll hear everybody, with the exception of the coaches, athletic directors, the adults involved in the process, the adults way above 21 involved in the process, you'll have everyone refer to it as a business, with the exception of those individuals. Why? Because if they ever refer to it as a business, then you have to treat the folks as though they are in a business. You have to treat the athletes as though they are in a business. I can go back to that same conversation I just had a second ago, but I'm going to let it go, and we're going to move on. But our athletes must understand, what's the next step? What's the next point? Where are we at? Where are we going from here? Okay. If you haven't received anything from any of the coaches, you need to start getting on the phone. You need to start shooting out emails. You need to start putting together a little link with your highlights on there. If you got something out there on one of these popular sites, or if you got it out there already up on YouTube, and you think it's something decent, or if you got some questions about it, hit us up here at the Parents Go to the Parents Network. I got some parents that be willing to look through it, take a look at it. I maybe can even find some coaches that may be willing to take a look at it and let you know their thoughts on it. And just make sure that you got something out there that's going to be worth your while. But in saying all that, start reaching out to some of these coaches. Okay, the tournament's in the wind-down stage. If he's not one of the last four coaches, if we're talking about Division I level, if he's not one of the last four coaches that's still out there playing, last two coaches that's still out there playing, then guess what? Everybody else is back in the grind looking for the next group of kids. Back in the grind looking for the next group of kids. And is it too late to get you out there and get some information to you now for this upcoming August? No. You'll probably have that still going on all the way up until the middle of April. But get yourself known. Don't just assume that you were the number one star, you were the standout at your high school, that coach know that you exist. No, he doesn't. He only knows you exist if you make yourself known to him. I also have a little form letter. Just a few lines that just introduce yourself. Hey, coach, who you are, what you do, what you interest, you know, so on and so forth. Hey, give us a call here at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. And we can get the letter to you. We can get the letter to you, help you put together a little quick shout-out to the coach. Let the coach know, hey, coach, I'm interested in your program. Here's some of my accomplishments. Here's a link to my highlights. I ain't got to see you no tape. I ain't got to see you no DVD. I ain't got to see you nothing. I can see you all in this email. Bam, here it is, in your face. Come on, parents. Let's get to work. Let these young men and women finish out their high school career on a successful note. And let them have fun. Let them fulfill and live their dreams. Fulfilling living their dreams is simply allowing them to go and play at that next level, that level that they've been itching to play at for so many years. Let them go ahead and play. But we're going to help them get there. How are we going to help them get there? We're going to help them do some of the things that they want to do. Help them dot some of them I's and cross some of them T's. All right? Well, folks, that has been about all we have done today here on the Parents for Parents Network. I really and truly hope that you have enjoyed this show. And as all our other shows, go back and check out some of our archive shows. Hit us up on Twitter at PCP Network. Check us out on Facebook. Hit us up on Instagram. We out there. We out there just for you. The whole purpose of us being out there is for that sole purpose of helping you. You know, at one point in time, we had our little slogan, and our slogan was, help us help you. You know, but I'm going to take that slogan to all together different stage, different level. I'm going to say that slogan should read, help us all help you. Because all of us here in the Parents Go to Parents Network want to be your guiding light, want to be your support, want to be your helping hand. That's what we want to be. That's what we want to be. And the only way we can be that is by simply just helping you out. All right? Hey, until the next time. In the meantime, in the meantime, you work your thing and we work hard. I work mine. All right. Let me just get here. Parents with Parents Network. We out.